People told me I couldn't do a lot of things.
I feel like I'm the chosen one.
Look at this. We created this. This didn't exist before we were here. All we are is proud and passionate. I love Toronto. I love this team. And we're going to the NBA Finals. Let's go!
Nothing matters but winning.
Welcome back to episode 88 of Rapsville Weekly. I'm your co-host, Gabriel Celio, alongside
Adam Casucci.
Guys, it has been quite a bit since our last episode. We've been waiting for the NBA Conference Finals to finish up so that we could talk about that and kind of analyze our predictions and then talk about the finals. So here we are today. But before we get into that, as always, please like and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram at Rapsville for Raptors content, Raptors news. And yeah, please comment down below as well. So first, talk about predictions, Adam. I predicted the Milwaukee Bucks to go through and the Phoenix Suns. You predicted the Milwaukee Bucks, and you knew the Suns were the better team, but you went for the Clippers because you've been predicting them to make the finals. Turns out I was correct in both. You were correct in one. So the Bucks and the Suns have both moved on to the NBA Finals. So shout out me for getting another round correct. But honestly, you knew, obviously you went with the Clippers, but you knew the Suns had the advantage, especially with the Kawhi Leonard situation. So
yeah,
we're going to talk about that series. But I think first let's start with the Hawks and the Bucks, because we've been going the East usually first.
Yeah, so in this series, the Hawks versus the Bucks, it was really the Giannis Antetokounmpo show until he did get injured. I think it was game five. And he did get injured. Trae Young, I thought, was putting on a show. Even though he struggled some nights, but he did put on a show in the games that he was feeling hot, and he really showed that he could perform. Obviously, in the playoffs, and he really kind of got his name out there for the NBA to see. John Collins was struggling a little bit this series. I thought he could have had a better series supporting Trae Young in the scoring department. Bogdanovich, Gabe, was also battling that injury, and he looked a bit off, like you said, this series. But hopefully next year he'll be back regular. And Clint Capella, I thought he was dominant in the paint versus Brook Lopez, and was catching a lot of oops, doing his job on the rebounds. But obviously with the Milwaukee Bucks and their size as a team, it's very difficult to win the inside battle for some.
Yeah, I'm just going to chime in on the Hawks situation first. Yeah, Bogdanovich, those first three games were horrible, all under 10 points for him, and that's not usual. You saw in game three, he shot 3 for 16. That is absolutely atrocious, especially because we know he can be a scoring threat. And you saw he kind of bounced back a bit for games 4, 5, and 6 with 20 points, 28, and then 20 again. And Trae Young, like you said, he absolutely dominated game one. He had 48 points, 7 boards, 11 assists, and shot pretty efficiently too, about, I think, 50%. And that game was the closest, you know, by far. It was neck and neck the entire game, ended up 116-113. The rest, it started swinging different ways. Like game two, you really saw big performances from Giannis and even Holiday, and Trae Young had a horrible night. And then game three, Bucks again had some fantastic performances, and it was a real battle. Trae still played great, but Middleton's 38, Giannis 33, they came up big. And then to correct you there, Giannis got injured midway through game four, and you saw the change in that the Hawks were able to come out on top and win that game, even without Trae Young, who was dealing with a foot injury. But they obviously, after that, no Giannis, it looked a little rough, not going to lie. I was scared for the Bucks' ability to pull through. Trae Young being injured for a bit kind of helped them out, but they did do the job in Game 6, right?
Yeah, and I think Giannis' injury really highlighted Holiday and Middleton and how they're stars in this league. They're not just regular or better-than-average players. They're stars in this league, and it really showed, especially Holiday with his defensive prowess, him scoring the three-ball, scoring on all levels, basically. Driving, his mid-range was working, everything was working for Jrue Holiday this series, and his playmaking ability. So his overall game was just tremendous this series. And then Chris Middleton also helping out him with the load, obviously being the smooth scorer he is and really keeping the Bucks going on offense. So they really played well, along with Brook Lopez having a couple big games. So I thought the Bucks players did what they could to win the series and got it done. And also Bobby Portis, I felt, was a big piece off the bench. A couple big nights from him as well.
Yeah, Middleton kind of infamous for starting off some series pretty bad. And likewise, this series, same thing happened. He came up big games three onward. I was very impressed game five. Obviously, this game, there was no Trae Young, no Giannis. So it was just the teams battling it out. And you saw Holiday come up huge with 25 points, 13 dimes. Middleton, 26, 13, and 8. Bobby Portis, 22 and 8, like you said. And then Brooke Lopez, 33.7 boards, 14 out of 18 shooting at 4 blocks. Like, just a phenomenal team performance to take the advantage in the series. That was definitely the turning point for them. And then being able to close it in Game 6 with Trae Young returning but not Giannis, definitely great team game from the Bucks to close out the series.
Yeah, and I really think that with Milwaukee losing to the Raptors and years before, I really think that they learned from those mistakes and they really kind of understood that they needed to win the big games and they had to do it without their star player, which can be really difficult, especially pre-game and before the game, just thinking about it. But their stars did step up and they really played a good team game and they deserved it. They deserved to make their NBA Finals.
Yeah, honestly, shout out them because, like you said, it's just been year after year them and Philly trying to battle it out and being kicked out. And they always end up high in the regular season standings and they don't have the playoff prowl to win it. And finally, they've found themselves in the NBA Finals. Hopefully, Giannis is able to return. You know, he's been waiting for this moment for a long time. MVP getting bounced pretty early in the playoffs year after year. I think it's about time he gets an opportunity at the NBA Finals. All right, now let's look at the West here. So we have the Suns versus the Clippers. I believe in the last episode, Adam, I think we just talked about game one, because I remember mentioning Booker's huge 40-point triple-double night to take off the 1-0 lead. So if we skip past that, game two also was very, very, very close, and we saw the Suns just slightly edge out the Clippers, led by Cameron Payne, 29 points. Honestly, fantastic seeing him step up this much, taking some of the heat off Booker, who shot horribly that game. They kind of squeezed their way by. Obviously, these Clippers team, without Kawhi, man, it's very tough to play incredible basketball in a whole series. You saw Paul George like really turn it up on some nights, but a one-man show won't do it for you.
Yeah, like you said, Gabe, the one-man show won't do it. And a lot of isolation ball was played by the Clippers. We see a lot of isolation from Reggie Jackson, Paul George, and that could only get you so far. I think another thing that contributed to the Phoenix Suns making the finals is Zubac's injury. I think that was huge that a lot of people didn't talk about. I think that they had to – Aiden was already doing great. And without a big presence in there like Zubac, they really had no answer for him. You can give him the ball in there, and you either need to make a double team, and then Aiden's a smart enough passer to kick out and keep the ball moving and hopefully get an open three. So – the Clippers didn't have it. They didn't have the matchups set for them, and they were a bit unlucky though. I thought they could have maybe forced the game seven, but Phoenix did once again deserve it. Chris Paul played amazing, even having the injury earlier in the playoffs. I thought he played amazing. Devin Booker also. I thought he really stepped up when times did matter most. And Cameron Payne as well. I thought he was great. Crowder, Bridges. Their team is just very stacked when it comes to just depth in general.
Yeah, everyone just plays good basketball, and I think Aiden is a big talking point. I think he just played a fantastic series. You really see number one pick, it showed during this series, man. He had pretty much almost double-double every single night, and he shot very efficiently. Game one, 20 points, 9 boards, 10 for 14 shooting. Game two was 24 and 14 boards, 12 out of 15. Then 18 and 9, 19 and 22, 10 for 11, 16 and 17, all solid double-digit nights in the rebounding department and points department and very efficient shooting. You can't ask anything more out of your center. So I applaud him on that fantastic series for sure. And Chris Paul, definitely having to come back was a struggle, and his first couple of games kind of showed it in the shooting percentage. But wow, that ending, 41 points, 8 assists, on pretty much like 67% shooting to close it out, those threes that he was hitting at him, fully contested. absolutely phenomenal. You could see the will to win in his eyes and him wanting to make the NBA Finals after so many years, especially having to do it against his former team in their arena, in front of the crowd, playing into the villain aspect, talking trash to all the teammates, getting Pat Bev to push him and DeMarcus Cousins to talk shit to him. Yeah. He really leaned into that, and he went crazy that night.
Well, it's well, really well deserved by Chris Paul, just having to go through what he's gone through in the past and his situation with Houston. And also, he's a guy that's done it the right way. Obviously, Gabe, you know, I like to praise the loyalty and the way they do it and not ring chase and do it the proper way. And the way he does it, I love it. He comes onto teams that aren't doing that great and he tries to get their winning percentage up. He does it the right way, and that's a true leader to me.
Yeah, taking the OKC from nothing to something and doing, and the Suns obviously being that additional boost to get them from 8th seed to 10th seed, now up to, you know, one of the best in the league. Honestly, incredible. So shout out Chris Paul. Obviously, I think he was the big difference maker this entire season and will be in this NBA Finals moving forward, trying to bring some of that veteran experience to younger guys like D-Book.
And Gabe, just one final question about this series. Looking at Paul George, if you were a Clippers fan, are you upset at his performance? Like, his numbers have been great. He was exploding during the series. But then in that game six, he just didn't look himself. So as a Clippers fan, do you praise Paul George for having such a great series without Kawhi Leonard and kind of keeping it close? Or do you kind of say he just didn't get the job done and still ride with the pandemic P phrases?
It's tough. It basically, I think, however you felt about him before, you probably kept the same demeanor. I don't know how many heads turn, because you're thinking about it. You're going into this without your best player, and you have your second best player going up against, one of the best teams in the West, one of the best teams in the league, a very well-rounded roster. You knew going into this that the Suns were the better team, and they're probably going to win it. So, like, how much could the fans expect that of Paul George alone? I thought he did have some fantastic games. He obviously had a 41-point night, many other nights around the high 20s, low 30s. He put in his best effort. Obviously, the last game was definitely worse in terms of shooting percentage and numbers in general. But you can't expect him to be the sole reason every single game is won. He's not that impact player like Kawhi or LeBron or KD. And you think all LeBron, KD, they got bounced too, man. The playoffs are a different animal, and it's hard to do it alone. I think that they shouldn't hate him for that. If they definitely hate him from last season and what he's done, and maybe during the regular season, if they had things they didn't like about him, then sure. But I don't think this one season makes or breaks what you think about him, because he did what he could, in all honesty. Trying to play his type of game without Kawhi and without Zubac afterwards, it's just him and Reggie Jackson doing ISOs. You can't get very far doing it alone.
Yeah, but I also think that Paul George could have made a special statement, I think, if he got the Clippers to the final without Kawhi Leonard and kind of shut down all that talk. And he really had the chance to do that, and he did perform. It's just obviously not enough.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so that brings us to the NBA Finals now. We have the Bucks versus the Suns. And before we talk anything crazy, there is a fun little fact about this. I don't know if you heard, but one of the players on the Suns, Torrey Craig, played on the Bucks earlier this season and then got traded. So technically, he is eligible for a championship ring and a championship under his name, no matter the outcome of this NBA Finals, which is interesting. So the question I have for you, Adam, is if you're Torrey Craig and let's say the Bucks win it, do you accept the ring? Because you did do the work. You helped the team get to where they were in the regular season, but then again, you did just lose to them in the NBA Finals, and it definitely loses its meaning.
Yeah, it's all about the meaning. It's not about the prize. I mean, you want to feel good about receiving that award. It's something so big that you want to feel good about it, and obviously if you lose that final, you're not going to feel the same way receiving it. So I wouldn't accept it. That would be my answer.
There's definitely value to that answer. I feel like if you're like a big name player, like an all-star player, you're a James Harden, you're a Kawhi Leonard, and you got traded mid-season and that happened to you, you definitely don't take it. You're an all-star. You can win it on your own. For someone like Torrey Craig, who has a very role player job, I feel like it's okay to accept it. Definitely, he's not going to take too much pride in it because his team lost, but I think it's a championship at the end of the day, man. You're not going to come by those too often.
Yeah, but then on social media, the guy's going to receive backlash about it and be known for the guy that accepted the ring even though he didn't win. So,
but then again, you know, that's what happens in basketball, though. Like, he did help that team for half the season. It's not like he played a couple games. He helped them do what they did. He was part of the team of winning. But, you know, there is cases where people don't even get offered the ring. So maybe it won't happen anyways. But just an interesting little fact to talk about. Okay, so let's get into predictions then. Right off the bat, I'm going to say I've been choosing the Phoenix Suns for every single round so far. So once again, I'm going to choose them again. Hopefully they don't let me down because Giannis's status is unclear. I think they keep listing him as game time decisions, but when you watch that injury, it looked pretty disgusting to watch his knee hyperextend like that. And there was some stuff about rumors like maybe he can return game 7, and there ended up being no game 7. So I'm interested now to see when he returns, if at all. I'm hoping, or I'm expecting, game 2, game 3, he's going to try playing through it or something like that.
Yep, I'm going to have to go with the Bucks. I'm going to have to stick. I haven't been with Phoenix this whole time, so I'm not going to jump ship right at the last second since they've been doing good. So I'm going to stick with the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they have the pieces, Jrue Holiday, Middleton. And then Giannis's status is yet to be, well, I think he will make it back for sure for the end of the series, at least, close to at least 100%, I'm hoping for. So if he's in there at least 80 to 90%, I do think the Milwaukee Bucks win the series.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. You got Aiden and Brooke Lopez. You're going to have Jrue Holiday probably taking on Chris Paul. And then Book, Middleton, it's going to be interesting to say the least, especially Giannis would be a huge, difference maker, in terms of size and trying to guard him. I think when Giannis isn't there, the Suns should do the good job of, let's say Giannis returns like game 3, for example, Suns have to take game 1 and 2 because when Giannis returns, I think they'll be able to grab some wins. But in the end, my prediction will be Suns in 6.
Yeah. When I, okay, first of all, my prediction would be, that would be the Bucks in 7. I think it goes all the way. I think the Phoenix Suns are a good enough team to push it all the way. But I do think the deciding factor will be Jrue Holiday. My first deciding factor will be Jrue Holiday guarding Chris Paul. I think if he can do a great job defending him, and because I feel like Chris Paul kind of takes on the demeanor of Kyle Lowry, and like if Kyle Lowry isn't playing good, the Raptors don't play good. And it's kind of the same thing with Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns. He's kind of the leader and he's the head of the snake. Even though Booker might be deemed the best player by statistics wise and all that. But I think it will be Jrue Holiday will be a big factor there if he can lock him down. And my second thing will be if the role players of both teams can do the role at an insane level. I really think that the Suns do, I would say, Gabe, have a better bench, I would say, than the Bucks.
Yeah, you know, I can't even speak to that. I don't watch the benches too much play, and I didn't deep dive into either team during the regular season. So I'm going to not comment on that. But I do think starting lineup-wise, when Giannis isn't there, Suns have the advantage. Simple as that in terms of the starting lineup. Holiday will definitely be a huge factor against Chris Paul, as he is every series, you know, because the point guard tends to be quite important, and his job locking that down changes series. But I guess we're going to have to see what happens. I think it's going to be an interesting one. And we both got some friends on either side supporting. So it's going to be quite intense watching the series play out.
Yeah, we'll for sure have them on whichever team wins the championship. That would be a great video.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty much it, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed. Trying to keep this one somewhat short for now until we get the NBA Finals or something crazy. Soon there will be more draft talks, don't worry. But as always, please like and subscribe, leave your comments down below, check us out on Instagram at Rapsville for NBA news, Raptors content, and as always, that's us signing out. Peace.
You know, people don't really understand how obsessed I am with winning. It's not, I don't care about anything else.